Can't beat Raven.
$2,900 is the jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. All right, Amy, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck.
$2,900.
Thanks.
Raven's walking out of here. That big old door is going to close, and he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one, Amy. I'll bring him back in. Ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it. Number one, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo had a unique way to commemorate their time making the Wicked movies. They got matching tattoos that say "For Good." What classic movie is Wicked based on?
Wizard of Oz.
Number two, Bon Jovi announced he's back on tour starting this summer. John Bon Jovi has a famous daughter-in-law that stars in Stranger Things. Who's that?
Millie Brown? Oh, man, what's her last name? Millie? She's from Stranger Things.
Number three, Good Morning America is celebrating their 50th anniversary. What network airs Good Morning America?
ABC.
And number four, the World Cup is headed to the United States next year. The second phase of ticket sales, with another 1 million tickets available, started this week. How many players are on the field for each soccer team during a match?
12.
And number five, spoiler alert for Love is Blind, in case you haven't watched it yet. The finale a few weeks ago had a first. None of the couples said "I do" at the end of the season. What real-life married couple have hosted the show for a long time?
Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
Okay, not bad. Let me bring Raven back in.
Go.
I don't know if I'd give you number... All right, 3 out of 5 for Amy.
Oh, this is when it starts to get scandalous. Let's see here.
Number one, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo have a unique way to commemorate their time making the Wicked movies. They got matching tattoos that say "For Good." What classic movie is Wicked based on?
The Wizard of Oz, of course.
Yes. Number two, Bon Jovi has announced he's back on tour starting this summer. John Bon Jovi has a famous daughter-in-law that stars in Stranger Things. Who's that?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown. That's what we were missing. I needed all of it. I'm sorry, Amy. Number three, Good Morning America is celebrating their 50th anniversary. What network airs Good Morning America?
Is it ABC?
Yes. Number four, the World Cup is headed to the United States next year. The second phase of ticket sales, with another 1 million tickets available, started this week. How many players are on the field for each soccer team during a match?
That doesn't seem right. Is it?
Just give me a guess.
11?
11 is right.
That's okay. See? I just had to count. I needed my toe. I had to get my toe out of my shoe.
You can't. It doesn't matter if you count or not, because it does. They don't always play the same forward in the defense,
yeah,
and all the strikers.
I don't care. You know, I don't.
Number five.
Watch soccer at all.
Let me count. Number five. Spoiler alert for Love is Blind. Love is Blind finale happened a few weeks ago, and they had a first. None of the couples said "I do" at the end of the season.
Oh, no.
What real-life married couple have hosted the show for a very long time?
Isn't it... Nick and Vanessa Lachey, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Amy, 5-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right. I'm Amy, and I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,000 come Monday, Anna.